As we learned, there are different methods of calling out to Hashem based on what a position a person is in. Tzaddikim can rely on Hashem that he will provide their parnasa because Hashem is masbi al chol chai. Hashem provides for every living thing. But a rasha, an evil person, can't rely on that alone, that Hashem will provide for him just as he provides for every living thing. Rishayim aren't included in that because they have lost that merit. They've lost that zchus. And they need to trust in Hashem's endless mercy. Hashem is meitiv laroyim v'latayvim. If he has that greater level of belief, then Hashem will certainly provide for him. The greater the need for mercy is, then a greater level of betachin is required, a greater level of trust in Hashem and belief that Hashem will listen. Now, the ways of Hashem are varied and they're very deep and they're a secret. And there are different names of Hashem that refer to them. For a tzaddik, the midah that Hashem has mercy on all living things is the name that he would invoke. Pesach, for a rasha, he would call to Hashem by the name that refers to the fact that he is merciful even to Rishayim. Calling the correct name of Hashem means that someone has the full trust that Hashem will practice that midah because he knows that Hashem relates to the world in that way. By virtue of that belief, Hashem will listen to his call and answer as Hashem sees fit. We see this in a most amazing way in the story of Menasseh, which we have mentioned before. Menasseh was the son of Chizkiyahu HaMelech, and although Chizkiyahu was a great tzaddik, Menasseh was a great rasha, so much so that his evil deeds sealed the fate of Klal Yisrael and brought on the Churban. He was guilty of killing so many innocent people so much that the Pasuk says he filled the streets of Yerushalayim with blood from door to door. He was guilty of avodah zarah. He closed down the Beis HaMikdash. Now, eventually, he was captured by a foreign nation, and he was being given a slow death through cooking in a pot. As he was cooking, he called out to every avodah zarah he knew. Now, none of them answered, understandably. So he then said, "No, I remember my father, Chizkiyahu HaMelech, he taught me a pasuk. But tzar lecha umtza'ucha kol dvarim elo, when you're in trouble and all these punishments will happen to you, a pasuk in the Teichacha. And you should return to Hashem your God." So he says, "You know what? I'll call out to him. If he answers, good. And if not, he's just like the rest of the avodah zarahs. Chas v'shalom." What a chutzpah. The malachim were trying to prevent this tefillah from entering the heavens. They said, "Someone who put an idol in the heichal of the Beis HaMikdash, you're going to listen to him?" So Hashem said, "If I don't listen to him, all Baalei Teshuva will give up. Hope I have closed the door on them." So Hashem created a special tunnel for his tefillah, and he was saved. Now, would it have even been a question for the most cynical, heretical person why Hashem wouldn't answer Menasseh at that point? I don't think anybody would have had a question. It doesn't make any sense. Why would he answer him? If anything, it creates a question why Hashem did answer him. But Menasseh knew a secret, which he was taught by his father, Chizkiyahu HaMelech. He knew that if you call out to Hashem with a secret name of Hashem, a name which we see the Malachim didn't understand. They couldn't have any way of understanding how Hashem could accept such a tefillah. How could that be justified? It's a name, the kind of name which we refer to on Rosh Hashanah, Ve'ein Leforesh Elam Shemecha. We can't explain the hiddenness of your name. And if you invoke a name like that, this name mentioned in this pasuk, "Batzar lachom tzuucha kol hadvarim ha'elav shavtar Hashem alekecha," Hashem will answer. It's a midah of Hashem, which is what Hashem replied to the malachim. Hashem said, "I have to reply. If I don't, it will close the door for all Baalei Teshuva who invoke this name for this particular reason that I have rachmanis even on the worst of people." If a rasha truly believes in Hashem's midah to have mercy even on someone as evil and as bad as Menasseh, to allow them a chance to turn their life around, Hashem will answer to that name. And that's the power of Kriya.